Are you ready to run? You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in you so you can enjoy the best in life. We help connect the dots between family, career, faith, and life. And each episode is only about 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Thanks so much for listening in. Today's podcast is the last episode of a series I call Starting Well but Finishing Poorly. Most of the times when we start well but finish poorly is because we don't do a thorough job of counting up the costs. Now, I want to talk about three specific kinds of costs that are often overlooked or underestimated in our calculations when we start a new project. These costs are, number one, the emotional cost or investment, number two, the intellectual investment, and number three, the true investment of time, which is what we're going to cover today. I believe one common misunderstanding of time is that time can be managed. And really, it's not so much a misunderstanding as it is a misnomer. Because not only can time not be managed, time doesn't need to be managed because time never changes. You don't need to manage something that never changes. Every moment has exactly 60 seconds, no more, no less. Every hour has exactly 60 minutes, no more, no less. So there's no need to manage something that doesn't ever change. What we can manage, however, is ourselves. We need to take an honest look at our own behavior, our own habits, and see how we manage ourselves within the context of how much ever time we've been given. Let me give you an example. My oldest son and my oldest daughter, well, my only daughter, were both in the gifted program when they were in high school. They both were honor roll students, and they usually got A's and occasionally a B or two. My son could listen to the teacher's lecture, absorb everything that was said, understand it, store it in his memory, and when test time came, he didn't even have to study, and he would get an A on the test. My daughter, on the other hand, would have to pore over the material. She'd take endless notes, and she'd have me quiz her on whatever it was she was studying. When test time came around, she'd also get an A. Now, my son's preparation time for his A was almost nothing, but my daughter's preparation time was usually 5 to 10 hours of study. And the outcome was the same. They both got A's, but the time needed to produce that outcome was nowhere near the same. And when it comes to the tasks that you have to do, remember this: how you do anything is how you do everything. So you've got to factor this reality into your estimation of how much time it will take you to do something. If you typically take an hour to get ready to go to work, stop thinking you can be ready in 20 minutes. You can't. You're only going to set yourself up to be frustrated if you keep doing that. Now, it takes 30 or 40 minutes to produce these 5-minute podcasts every day. So it would be foolish for me to think I could do it in 15 minutes. Now, can we learn how to be more efficient with how we do things? Absolutely. But until we do that and we've proven that we can cut time down, we have to be realistic and use the past as a benchmark for the time we'll need to do something. And speaking of time, I'm out of it. Remember that the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. Before we go, I'd like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backward be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in you so you can enjoy the best in life. If you like the podcast, please subscribe and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-3000. 2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day, available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.